Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lori and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, nice to have you back with us. We've got Giants baseball coming up, game three between the Giants and the Brewers. A very entertaining series so far, even though last night Giants end up losing 5-4, close to 4 hours, and had never lost my interest. Bruce Jenkins, how are you today?
Good. Yeah, I agree on last night. It's funny that felt like an important game, you know, for the Giants. I mean, for the first time maybe all year, it really felt like it kind of meant something, just because, you know, they were playing so well, and now the second half starting, are they really going to be able to do this? And, you know, it's not the end of the world that they lost, but it's just great to see them in the mix and playing a good tense game. It didn't go their way, but it's been a really interesting series.
Yeah, it was sort of a continuation. They're 20-15 in 35 games, and this is another one of those type of games that just didn't go their way. Dyson, boy, the ball was, you couldn't have put it on a tee any better for these guys. The ball was just up, and then Crawford makes an unlikely error. Panic makes an error. You have to go back to 2014, the last time those two made an error in the same game.
Yeah, that was not pleasant to see. Crawford's had a few plays that he would normally make that he has this year, but you know that's and Panic as well. But and then Kane overran that ball. I mean, he had a bunch of really good defensive players with some uncharacteristic screw ups, but it was good to see. You know, a lot of guys came through big in the game as well. Steven Vogt had a big hit, and Slater, who I guess isn't able to play today because of the flu, but you know they're. They're doing some things. They're holding people's interest for sure.
Yeah, I think so. And before you came on, I kind of did my Sunday morning speech a little bit about baseball in July, and I said, look, they have 49 losses. You can't consider anything until you get to 500. That's number one. So you got to get to 500, then we can talk. But when you look at Washington, to me, is separating. Washington, the pitching is there. Scherzer's his back is spasming a little bit. He's not going to pitch today. But they got Soto and Robles and these guys, and Turner is going nuts, and Eaton and Rendon. This is a good team.
Yeah, it really is.
And they're going to separate. It's going to be Atlanta and Washington. They're going to fight it out for the East, and the loser's going to be the first wild card. But then second wild card, Bruce, look at the loss column. And I realize for the Giants, you got to get to 500 first. But they're four or five games off the pace in the loss column. That turns around in a week and a half.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the idea of catching Arizona or Colorado or Milwaukee is totally feasible right now. It's just, and that's the reality of it. I mean, you know, the standings, what kind of percentage ball you're playing, it can be really discouraging. But I remember a long time ago in the early 70s, the NL East came down to three or four teams that were playing around 500. And it can happen. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, and, you know, you need consistent pitching. And you need all the elements that got them there, and that is an outstanding bullpen and good starting pitching, and all this is sort of happening now, and you got to keep doing it, and that's going to be the biggest challenge. So you did say Slater's out today with the flu. Dickerson is back, is bothering him. Ray Black has been optioned back, and now the ball's in Tyler Beattie's hands today, and against an old foe, and that is Chacin, who's struggling to find his slider. So this sets up for another interesting game.
Yeah, Beattie should talk to Anderson about how to pitch to Yelich, huh?
Oh, come on. Hey, they've handled Yelich pretty much, haven't they?
Pretty much. He's gotten a couple hits.
Yeah, a couple.
But, he's a little bit off. He took a swing last night that with two strikes that let you know he's just trying to put the ball in play right now. You know, he's just not seeing the ball well. Every good hitter, period, goes through that. He's kind of reaching for the ball a little bit, which is great. You know, he's not trying to launch everything into oblivion. And of course, he'll be back. You know, he might get five hits today, but they have pitched him well. They've generally pitched. I think it's great that we're going to see Beattie, and I think Derek Rodriguez is going to get a start pretty soon, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah. That's huge. I mean, the way those guys fare is going to tell you a lot about where they're going, because, you know, that's not only for right now, but that's a big part of the future of the team.
Yeah, Pomerantz is in the bullpen backing up somebody. So I'm not sure who, but he is in the bullpen backing up somebody. But I thought last night, and, you know, I get into the minutia of baseball every once in a while, I thought Derek Hollins at bat with Yelich was the most telling that I had seen for Holland all year, because he put Yelich away.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce, he gets lefties out. He hasn't given up an extra base hit to a lefty the whole season. And why not make this guy the specialist? Why not make Holland the guy who comes in and gets the big lefty out when you need it? I think he's got he can do it.
Well, I think it's going to come to that. It's the way it sounds, there's so many rumors about Will Smith and Watson leaving. And, you know, Holland's taken that role pretty well. Of course, he wants to start. he lost that job. He made a few comments that kind of came back to bite him a little bit about the revolving door and the faking the injuries. But he's kept his head up and pitching great. And, yeah, I mean, that they'll certainly give him a shot at that.
Why not? And I think he's got a market. He's the one. Look, the numbers don't lie. He's always been tough on lefties. So just make him the guy that comes in, and he's Jesse Orozco. And, you know, getting Kevin Bass. You throw him anything but a slider, and I'll kill you. And that's what Keith Hernandez said to him at the mound. I got to ask Keith Hernandez about that. When the Mets come in here, that goes back to the 86 playoff with the Mets and Houston.
One of the great series of all time. I was so fortunate to cover that.
Did you?
The Angels and the Red Sox had their own classic. I was covering the Mets series with Houston. But oh my God, what a great series that was!
What do you remember about that one? I know it went back and forth quite a bit, and it went down to the end with Orozco getting the big out and throwing his hands up in the air. I remember the picture.
Yeah, I remember Bob Nepper taking the mound with a lead in that series in one of the games midway or late through it. And I never had a lot of faith in him as a Giant. And I bet the Mets are not going to lose to this guy. And they put together a rally and they got him out of the game and won the game. But Billy Hatcher had an epic moment, in that series. And I just love watching Keith Hernandez take control of a game from the first base position, almost orchestrating it. And then after the game, watching him sit down, light up a cigarette, and tell us all about it.
That was great. Hey, we should do something. Well, me, I should, and you should maybe write something about it, because they're coming in. You know, the Mets are in Thursday night, and DeGrom will pitch in this series, and Alonso's here, and Syndergaard is here. All of a sudden, and Robinson Cano and his whole conundrum.
Robinson conundrum.
Yeah, we got all that going on a Sunday morning. So I think this is an interesting week of baseball for the Giants.
Yeah, and Syndergaard, you know, there's some talk about him being traded, which sounds kind of crazy. But, you know, the Mets from one week to the next, they're completely dead, or they might have something going, but they got a lot of talent. I mean, I'd go out just to watch Pete Alonso, just period. That guy's just unbelievable. He seemed like kind of a novelty act at the start, but in absolutely no way. I mean, he had a big season in the minors, and he really stepped up in that home run derby. You know, it doesn't really mean anything, but it's everybody in the country is watching you, and it's pretty cool.
I want to see the general manager, Brody Van Wagenen, whatever his name is. I want to see how he's going to fire Mickey Callaway. I want to see how he does that.
Keep all the loose chairs out of the visiting clubhouse.
How about that?
I mean, you know what? Just fire the guy, for heaven's sakes. I mean, they got plenty of justification for doing that. You don't have to, you know, throw the furniture around to where people find out you did it.
Yeah, that's funny. I forgot about Bruce was talking about the GM last week. Went in the game after the game and threw furniture around in the manager's office and said, "Get out there and do your so-and-so press conference."
Yeah, Billy Martin will tell you, only the manager can toss the furniture. You can't just come in there and you do it.
Very good. Very good. That was a good one. Well, Colorado. And I don't know if you looked up the game last night. 17-9, Cincinnati wins. 39 hits, 26 runs. They hit 5 triples in the game. And they had a player, Philip Irvin, had 6 hits. And the first time someone's gotten 6 hits in a game for the Reds, going back to, I love it, you know what I'm going to say, Walker Cooper.
I thought it was Mort Cooper, but no.
Mort was his brother. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Bill King in the 1944 World Series, and that's when you could get on the field, and Bill King was an aspiring catcher at that time. And he was at the series in St. Louis, the Cardinals and the St. Louis Browns. And Mort Cooper said, "Hey, kid, come on out and warm me up before a game." And Bill King played catch with Mort Cooper before the World Series game.
And you got to love a World Series that takes place entirely in St. Louis. I mean, you run that past a young fan who's not familiar with the history, like, what the hell is that?
Well, the managers shared the same apartment.
Might as well.
Yeah, why not?
I was just trying to find the box score of that Colorado Reds game in my Chronicle, and it lasted so long. And it wasn't even done on the midnight quick pitch I watched this morning.
No.
But I mean, you know, Arenado was sensational, and the Rockies are just in one of those ridiculous grooves now. Everybody's raking, you know, Dahl and Blackman and Arenado. Impressive. But the way the Giants play teams straight up, You never know. It's been such a great season that any good thing could happen. On the Giants have shown us enough to where any day you can believe something good's going to happen.
Reds had, Raph printed out the box score for me because I didn't see it either. 24 hits, Senzel 4-for-5, Votto 2-for-6, Suarez 1-for-4, scored 3 runs, Puig 4-for-6, drove in 4, scored 3. Philip Irvin from Samford College, who I have no idea who he is, 26 years old, 6-for-6 with 3 RBIs. He's hitting 357 right now. So
yeah.
That was Colorado. And Tanner Roark, who, you know, they win the game, 4 2/3, 13 hits, 7 runs.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
Yeah, Puig's really going off now. Puig and Eugenio Suarez is one of the sweetest launch angle power swings in the game. It's really a pretty thing to watch. And Dietrich, so many National League teams are just loaded up with hitters. And the Giants are going to hang in with them somehow.
Yeah, Puig's got 21 home runs already.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah.
So, boy, what an interesting time. All right, one last thought. We didn't really touch on the Home Run Derby, which I'd love to just get your thoughts about it. Now that we can digest a little bit of the week.
Well, I had Guerrero winning it, which I think I had mentioned to you, hoping that he'd win it, hoping he'd put on a show, and oh my goodness, did he ever, he's just fearsome up there. And the guy throwing to him was some of the best batting practice pitches you're ever going to see. I mean, right where we wanted him, he's just completely raking. Looking at Jock Peterson saying, this guy doesn't even play every day for the Dodgers. And all of a sudden, and here's another guy. He doesn't have to alter his swing at all. He goes after every pitch like that in a real game. And he stepped up. But Alonso, I mean, oh, my goodness. It was really entertaining.
Yeah.
I have to say I didn't miss Chris Berman with the back every 17 seconds. I never watch it live because it goes so long. I'd tape it and maybe a little bit of fast forwarding, but it's pretty fun. I think that one was especially good. The recent ones have been good. The Bryce Harper one was good. I remember going back to the day Cal Ripken won it. With an incredible show of just his swing. It was like Mike Trout. The swing never changes, and he's just raking one home run after another. It's a beautiful thing to watch. That goes way back. But it's pretty fun.
I think baseball got what they wanted. Young home runs.
Yeah. And one other thing is Ronald Acuna went up there like it was a real game. If the pitch was away, he went for it anyway and hit a few opposite fields. It was really impressive. He's probably the most impressive opposite field power hitter in the game right now.
Yeah.
He's so young.
Atlanta scored more runs at this point of a season than any time in franchise history.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're going back to the Boston Braves, Milwaukee Braves, and Atlanta Braves. So Atlanta is quietly establishing themselves as a tough team here. Tough team.
Yeah, I really like watching them. Albies and Donaldson's going off. Freddie Freeman's so great. Acuna is a tremendous show. And Charlie Culberson is probably the best bench guy in the league right now. He's always hitting the clutch hit or making a great catch or a great throw. And they're ready to go. They're going to go deep in the playoffs, I think.
Good stuff. Keuchel's pitching well, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we got to run. Bruce, a pleasure, and the Mets are coming in. This is going to be fun to talk to you next weekend.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, Marty.
All right, take care. Have a good Sunday. All right, more coming up right here in the Sports League.